This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Century you're living in today, for a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? Inquiring minds want to know. And I say that because inquiring minds need to be on board today. Another school shooting. 17 dead. Mostly students. Some staff. Not really knowing exactly who's dead and who's alive right now. They're still sorting out the facts about what happened in Broward County at a high school in which someone entered. We don't know all the particulars yet. There's still sort of a news blackout. We're going to give you some of the news that they're not telling you about on the mainstream media, of course. And we're going to, of course, ply my skills again as a former school administrator and safety expert in these issues. So, you know, the school shooting business is quite a business, actually. It's a sad, sad thing. As many of you know, I've had to use my expertise and been called on many, many times to help in these sort of situations and to prevent them from happening. Active shooter training and things like that, those are things that we've engaged in many, many times. Entire schools, been helpful, been setting up school training programs and things like that, and even to some private businesses over the years. So I've been down this track many, many times. Well, even before Columbine, in the early 90s, in the 80s, actually. And my first experience with a terrorist attack was actually in the 1960s at Foothill High School in Tustin, California, in which several pipe bombs went off. It just so happened that it was the wrong time of day when they went off. They went off an hour too soon before school started, all around the attendance lines, where you'd probably have 150, 200 kids. These bombs exploded all at one time. That was in the 60s. About 66, Yeah, about 66, 1960, Foothill High School in the fall of 1966 in Tustin, California. Isn't that interesting? That was my first experience with something like that, a terrorist attack. That's a long time ago. Who was that? The Weather Underground? Bill Ayers? Were they targeting that? There were numerous bombs. In fact, they had access into the buildings and they planted pipe bombs in teachers' desks. We were returned to school later in the day, and I was in my algebra class. And I'll never forget. The teacher opened up his bottom drawer, and he looked down, and he just went flush white. He said, "Everybody out of the building," and we had to do it all over again. There was a pipe bomb in his desk drawer. And then later on, of course, is being involved with schools. These are the things that you have to deal with, and now so more than ever before because of the terrorism that has befallen schools, and the terrorists recognize soft targets, right? It's all about the soft targeting, and terrorists recognize that, and terrorists train for this. Now, I'll give you a little bit, without the names and details here, some of those details, I'll give you my impression of what I've been seeing here. I'll use the term shooter to describe the shooter. We'll use Broward County School, 4,000 students, which is one heck of a lot of students. And how do you keep all those kids in line, right? Well, you have to have pretty good kids to begin with. That's kind of the neat deal. And to have a school, I've been in schools of 3,000. I know the dynamics of that. And if you don't believe me, I mean, well, those of you that have attended those kind of schools, it's a very expensive school to operate, but you know, if you've got kids that can behave themselves and you've got a great staff, then you're going to be just fine. Just the dynamics are enormous. I mean, the synergies amongst the personalities and all the people, it is a great assimilator, by the way. And I use the term assimilator. Out here in California, of course, they're trying to destroy anything that would assimilate populations. So they're breaking them up and chopping them up, and everything's done by race and ethnicity and so on. All the racial identity politics are here. And they're trying to inject them and infuse them with the kids on a hyper scale right now. And of course, critical race theory, all this stuff has jumped on board. White privilege, you're hearing about that in some of the schools around the Bay Area. Just recently, they knocked out the national anthem because it was racist, you know. That sort of thing. All those notions are here, and this is something we certainly don't want the rest of the nation to emulate at all. But my bigger point is this. What about the student himself? What about the gun? Everybody's pointing to the AR-15 again. The one of the Florida senators got on there on Fox News earlier this morning was saying, we got to get rid of these automatic weapons. Well, it's not an automatic weapon. He had that completely wrong. So they're pointing the finger at the gun, and it's not the gun at all. If it wasn't a gun, it would have been something else. When people get these notions in their brains to do these kind of things, it's not going to be just the gun. Klebold and Harris, they were trying to explode pre-planted, premeditated propane tank bombs at Columbine. Premeditated, pre-planted. Think about that. So let's get a little bit into the personality of somebody like this kid who would be a shooter that they claim that this kid is, 19 years old, a high school dropout in the sense that he was expelled and they were trying to reclaim him. In other words, what they needed was all schools pretty much have realized that there's big money in students that have been dropped out and have had issues. So they try and get them back in the school system. He was out of the school system. Terrible, terrible background from what we're hearing about this. His father died 13, 14 years ago. Then his mother died recently. Then he's living with foster elderly parents, of course, he and his brother. Tragic, tragic life. Now, here's what the news is not telling you, that what we're picking up. Pamela Geller from her website was the first to break it. First to break it was, of course, he's tied to radical Islamic terrorist. Go figure. He's Facebooked with him. He's got pictures of himself adorned in shirts of communism, the communist types of shirts that you see out there with the red and the hammer and sickle and all that sort of thing. So the usual suspects are in town, right? The usual suspects, I tell you, are in town. This is something that also leads to what we're hearing about the operational nature of this mass shooting and what happened. This is something that's very important to understand, the operational nature of this mass shooting, which this indicates it has nothing to do with the gun. The gun argument is going to leave everybody in a second when we start discussing the operational nature of this mission. You see, in the case of Columbine, there was an operational mission. You go back and you take a look at what was going on, and you listen to the audio tape from the entire day, the police reporting tape, you know, where you dial 911 and it gets all recorded. Okay, if you listen from the very beginning in the early morning hours of April 20th, 1999, you get a whole different picture about what was going on at Columbine. And in this particular situation, there's tons of videotape, there's tons of audio information, and there's tons of interviews being conducted, just one-offs, as kids were being scattered, which, by the way, I don't like that. I'm very uncomfortable with that. I'm in the media, I get it, but I don't like the one-off and the pressure being put on some of the kids at the time of this tragedy in their lives. That's just my opinion. However, you do glean important critical information, and you'll hear me say this all the time. Under these circumstances, if you want to find out the truth of what's happening, sit down in front of the TV, turn on the radios, have some multiple sources of information coming in, and you'll get a pretty good picture of what really did transpire within just a few hours. Well, we did that for you. When we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about what was going on. What about the shooter? What about his history? What was the operational nature? And that's what I want you to understand, the operational nature of this school shooting. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're covering the school shooting in Broward County, Florida. Not to be confused with Dade County, Florida. Okay, so being in schools and done the actual things that would prevent these sort of things from happening, the assessment that I have at this point in time, we're one day after, not quite 24 hours fully after this incident, and looking at the data that I have at this point in time, so all things that I'm saying right now could change with additional information. I just have to put the disclaimer out so that, you know, when something happens, oh, Paul Preston said this and all that, the disclaimer is out because we're not fully loaded yet with information. However, the information that is out there is substantial, and I think we need to take heed and understand what the information is and process it. Process it. If you're going to be listening to this radio show, you're going to be hearing about process and how these things function in a process network. Now we're talking about the school shooting incident. So it falls under an emergency operation, obviously. There's two things that happen, and that should be happening, but don't happen all the time in schools. In fact, this is the real sad thing. We still have multiple tens of thousands of soft targets just sitting around ready to be picked, if you will, by the terrorist. And those are our schools. Now, interestingly enough, this particular high school had three full-time sheriffs hired as security with guns. Where were they? They also have five security guards walking the campus. Where were they? Now, I think a school, even with three armed sheriffs who contracted, the sheriff contracted with the school district there, three armed sheriffs is not enough for 4,000 students. I'm sorry. At least six. If you have 4,000 students, you should have six. That's my opinion. And if you have only five security officers, then you need 10. That's my opinion. So you're not fully staffed, in my opinion. You're not fully staffed. The next thing that goes into my questioning is, where is the intelligence network going on by the school administration? Now, what do I mean by that? It's real simple. It's real, real simple. And some of these things I would never have said on the radio 10 years ago, but now we have to, this killing has got to stop. It needs to be like a real top priority, in my opinion, because why? I'm a school guy. I get it. I understand those the fear that sometimes develops in a lot of people. I've been there in the front office when people walk in that are very strange who might be caring. Fortunately enough, we had people that were caring also because we had armed teachers on our staff. In every school that I was at, we had armed teachers. They had CCWs. They were armed. Didn't really have to worry too much about whether or not there was going to be a mass shooting, but when there was going to be guns coming at these shooters. You see, in California schools, up until just a year ago, teachers could carry on campus with permission from the superintendent. And even before that, of course, this was the incrementalism that was going on with Jerry Brown. Teachers could openly carry, well, not openly, but they could conceal carry on high school and on school grounds. And they did. And a lot of them, when I was a school administrator, made it known they were carrying. And I never in my years said, don't carry, please don't. Never even in the scene. I was happy to know that there were teachers that had guns on campus. There were staff members. There were custodians. They were armed and ready to go. And sometimes, you know, first of all, I want to make this comment. In California schools, there's not been one incident of a CCW carrier who has actually created any kind of havoc or killed anybody, or has there been an actual accidental discharge or anything, ever had a weapon taken away, ever in the state's history. Yet, we have a governor in a monoparty system that has disarmed the teachers now. As of 2016, teachers, or 2017 January, teachers can no longer carry on campus, even with permission of a superintendent. See, that's taking the guns away, right? And creating a more soft target. Because schools are supposed to be gun-free zones, right? So why are we creating gun-free zones in California? Only to help the terrorists kill kids. That's the reality check. That's true. The only advantage of having gun-free zones of that nature is to help terrorists. It's been known forever that terrorists love soft targets. The high school, 4,000 students, with only 3 sheriff's officers that are armed, and 5 security officers, that's a soft target. Gun-free zone, right? You see, this is what we have here in California. Now, in Florida, it's a little bit different. I'm not sure about the gun laws in Florida in terms of whether staff can carry. Apparently, staff didn't carry because there was no return fire to anybody that was shooting a gun. Right? They just walked on campus. Now, let's get into the operational phase of this, because I think it's really important to understand what was going on. In the morning, there was a so-called purported fire drill. Some people are reporting that there was an active shooter drill going on in the morning at 9 o'clock. The alarms went off, and it was declared to be a drill, which was a known drill that was going to happen, whatever the drill was, and everybody executed the drill and returned. Now, here's the problem in Florida schools, big-time problem in Florida schools, as it is around the nation. Now, if you think about this strategically, and think of it as setting up the soft targets nationally, operators in these schools oftentimes will pull fire alarms. Now, I say operators. These are people that are, you know, maybe students that are being inappropriate. By pulling fire alarm drills and of course, students exiting. This has been a disruptive pattern that's been developing over the years, big time. We've seen this in schools all over the place. So in Florida, what they've done is they've accounted for it. And what they've done is if somebody pulls an alarm, especially in a school of 4,000, it's hard to see that, right? Even though they have video cameras, what an administrator will do is quickly get on the horn, basically, the communication system, the loudspeakers, if you will, and tell everybody it's not a fire. No need to evacuate. Because they have so many of them all around Florida. It's a plague, if you will. And it really disturbs the whole system. Now, here's the deal. They had the drill, but then 20 minutes before school is going to let out, another fire alarm goes off. And this time, people are evacuating the classrooms. Now, here's the deal. Normal protocol and procedure calls for the students to hold until there's a PA announcement as to what to do. People immediately started evacuating the buildings. Why did they do that? Well, a couple things. One, it's 20 minutes before the end of the school day, and do you think it's going to be chaos in getting everybody back in the classrooms after 20 minutes of school left? Absolutely not. That's not going to happen. But here's the other part of it that's key to understand. What was the plan that went into place with the shooter? What was the operational nature? Then we get back into the Columbine thinking. What happened before the shooting in Columbine? 20 minutes before the shooting in Columbine. Oh, I'm jumping all over the map, right? Well, there was an operation going on in Columbine, and we know that now. A very well-coordinated operation. And I would proffer to you that it looks like, from what I'm seeing and what I'm understanding and the people that I've talked to over the last 10 hours, clearly there was an operation going on here. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And make sure you hug and kiss your kids before you send them off to school. We'll be back.
Undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about the Broward County school shooting, and we're setting you up for a complete understanding of what has been going on and what happened yesterday. It's been less than 24 hours. The president is going to speak at in about an hour and a half right now. And this is, of course, a live show in the morning. It's a little bit 9:34 on the East Coast right now. And he's going to be speaking, apparently, at 11 East Coast time, 8 o'clock California time. So we'll be carrying that. He's going to be speaking about the issue here, but I'm going to give you all the backdrop and intelligence that we have right now. I was sort of priming the pump and getting you to understand that there's a bigger picture here, apparently, with the shooter and the basic information that we're getting here at Agenda 21 Radio. By the way, this information is all available to the mainstream media, which is not reporting, of course, the details as they never do. They report their details, which is always skewed. Some of the reporters that I've had conference with have called because they've wanted information from me over the last 24 hours. Guys, listen, I don't mind if you call me 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. I get it. I totally get you're on deadlines and things like that, and I understand. And they wanted my input on what's going on, and I told them what I'm telling you. So some of these are mainstreamers, and they know, but they're being restricted by their own editors and the higher-ups that don't want to tell the real tale. They don't want to mention the stories from Pamela Geller, who has all the social media pictures and so on of what this guy was up to. He's obviously been radicalized. He's made operational. Those are all terms that if you've listened to the show and you understand exactly what I'm talking about, this is a premeditated attack. Now, there's some even doubt at this point in time with some new videos that are coming out on YouTube's. In fact, we will have them posted up on Agenda 21 Radio here shortly, of some of the people being told by witnesses that the shooter was actually in the school but not shooting. In fact, the bullets and the shooting was coming from another area. As witnesses, eyewitnesses claim that the individual, the perpetrator who's under arrest right now, well, he was just walking down the hallway at the time of the shooting. And he was picked up quietly, without incident, about a mile and a half from the school. So, now, there's that, right? But let's talk about the operational nature about what was going on here. In the morning, they had a fire drill, apparently. Now, I've been told it's a fire drill. Some people are out there saying there's an active shooter drill. That's what I'm telling. This is what I know. This is what I'm just telling you what we hear. So if you hear at some point in time it was an active shooter drill, that's more important. I can tell you I've been talking to the people who sponsored and got the contract for Broward County Schools to have active shooter drills, by the way, and to train the staff at the school for active shooter incidents, which, by the way, from what we can tell, just exactly what happened in Tehama, California, Tehama County, when there was an active shooter going on, the staff acted very well, including the heroics of an assistant football coach who jumped in the line of fire and is now dead because he took the shots so students would live. You always have these acts of heroism. You know, our thoughts and prayers, of course, are out with everybody, but certainly with someone who with such bravery to protect the lives of innocent children. So what was the operational nature going on here? Because it was clearly some sort of operation happening. The individual, as they have been saying, came in with a gas mask on, which begs the question, how did they know it was who it was? Came into the campus with a gas mask on and smoke grenades. How does a kid get smoke grenades and a gas mask? Of course, he's got an AR-15, right? But then what he does is he pulls the fire alarm so that the classrooms would empty out into the hallway. He's got smoke-filled areas in the hallway. And he starts shooting people. Now, I want to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. This is something that's been kind of kept confidential, but this indicates, as we have been trained, and I have trained others, and I have been gathered in intelligence circles, this is a high-level operation when you're starting to think, oh, he's got a gas mask, he's got smoke grenades, and he's got an AR-15, and he knows what he's going to do to go up to the second or third level, apparently, and set off fire alarms. So he's got shooting above and beyond, below him. He empties the students out into a hallway, and he's got a clear line of sight shooting gallery, if you will, which is exactly what happened. That takes a great degree of sophistication to do that. That just isn't some one-off thing. Individuals are trained to do these types of operations. And that's exactly what it looks like here. Now, we don't have all the details, but from what I can see, I can say that. Now, we used to tell people in our training to stay away from kill zones, which is exactly what he was setting up, was a kill zone. Now, let's go back to what's going on in Las Vegas. The shooting incident there, right? What were they doing? People were funneled into one exit or two exits, and they were shooting them in the kill zone, the exits where people were stacking up trying to get away from the shooter at the concert. And what was happening here? They had them trapped in the hallway where there'd be large numbers of people, and they were shooting them as a shooting gallery style. Now, listen. That is not just some kid who picks up an AR and who's distressed, who walks in and wants to shoot people. Let's be clear. So there's quite a bit of advanced thinking going on here. This isn't a terrorist attack. A terrorist attack. I say again, a terrorist attack on a soft target. plain and simple. That's what I'm seeing so far. That's what the crystal ball is. Now, if you've got some other information that changes my mind, and I can see more information coming in, I'll be more than happy to tell you what I know. In fact, we will tell you what we know or what we see or what we've been reported to us in this nature. So you can choose for yourself what's been happening here. But based upon the history, especially of the last 8 years of Obama, in which you had these type of operational things before, you see, when you had these kind of things before, and you didn't apparently learn from them, or we haven't stopped anybody, and we haven't, what have we done? What have we done as a nation in 20 years to stop these things? Nothing. Not one thing. Pass another law? Get rid of an AR-15? Oh, that's right. They'll just use a shotgun. Oh, then we got to get rid of shot. See how that works? It's not the AR-15. It's a semi-automatic weapon, by the way. Not what they're saying and allowing it to be said on Fox News that these politicians are, oh, we got to get rid of these automatic weapons. It's not an automatic weapon. I hope that people on the news will, make sure that's very clear. Automatic weapons are outlawed. An AR-15 is not an automatic weapon. Let's get that real clear. Now, here's the situation. This will continue to happen unless we do something about it. Unless we gear up and we make it very well known to everybody that there are armed staff members in all schools in the country. Period. Unless we post up somebody who's going to inspect everybody who comes to that campus. Unless, and this is the thing where they've really fallen apart in Broward County and other places. And one of the things we prided ourselves every time I went, no matter where I was at administratively, is what was the intelligence telling us? We put a top priority on anything that sounded like gun, weapon, or premeditation in our investigations. I told staff, you will suss out and find out anything that would be remotely terrorist organized, and let me know and let us investigate. Let us turn the pages. Let's just turn people loose. The greatest investigative arms you have to prevent these things are school people, school officials. The police can't do it. Yet we're not doing it. When we come back, we'll talk about that. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, we're talking about this school shooting in Florida. Nicholas Cruz is the suspect that they arrested. And interesting, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. And it's an interesting story. It's a story that, by the way, Miami-Dade is the area that is not included in this area. It is not the same county in the Miami-Dade schools. Now, the reason I say that is because Miami-Dade is it's near there. Is in where Trayvon Martin was from. And he was expelled. He was pending expulsion, in fact. And it was interesting. We were able to. You may remember this when we were covering this story. Those of you that have been with us a long time, we talked to the campus. We talked to people at the school. I shouldn't say who. We had. I had quite lengthy conversations with staff from the school in which he was at, Miami-Dade, and security people. And it was very revealing. It was revealing about their process in. That area, that neck of the wood for expelled students, and how they handle them and things like that, and 10-day suspensions. And 10-day suspension in California means you're placed for expulsion, but there apparently they do 10-day suspensions that will. We in California only could do a 5-day suspension and then extend it another 10 days pending expulsion and getting into the expulsion process if you're going to expel a student. But in their situation, they handle things a little bit different. I learned it was very revealing how they were handling Trayvon Martin, the situation with him, and what happened with Trayvon Martin. And Trayvon Martin was clearly into the thug life. And by the way, Trayvon Martin is not too dissimilar in terms of what happened to this young man, to this individual, that this Nicholas Cruz. And, you know, he found himself very, very challenged. In the case of Trayvon Martin, he had abandonment issues. His mother abandoned him, and his father was taken in by his father, and his father soon hooked up with a woman who he never married, who actually raised up Trayvon Martin, and up until the time he was like 14. And he has a stellar, you take a look at his background, he's absolutely a stellar kid. That woman, the woman who raised him up, not his real mother, who abandoned him, and his real dad, did a fantastic job with Trayvon Martin. He was a great kid. I mean, you just looked at that whole history up until that point in time, and then the divorce hits. Well, the separation between the non-mother and Trayvon's dad. And, of course, who did Trayvon know? Only knew that woman as his mother. And he's abandoned by her, a double abandonment thing, and then, of course, things go south for him. That's exactly what happened, apparently, to this young man, is that he had the death of one of his parents, and then the other one also passed away. just recently. So he is in a bad situation, in an emotional state. He's picked up in the foster care system for a short period of time. He was 19 now at this point in time. But the damage was being done, tremendous damage. And, of course, he gets into a lot of trouble and ultimately gets expelled and then finds himself displaced again. Now, this is something that goes on a lot in our system, in our society now today. We have a whole ton of kids who have been psychologically damaged from the breakup and divorce of families to deaths of families to drug use to, incarceration. You haven't seen anything until, you have students in front of you that are living with the grandparents because both parents are in jail, and try and work that one out, if you know what I mean. So those are issues that are big. Those are big-time issues that deal with kids in their heads. In the situation with this young man, obviously, he was ripe for the picking if you're trying to pick off somebody to do terrorist business. You see, being a wounded person emotionally growing up means you're absolutely open for exploitation by people who might want to exploit you. Now, it's very easy to exploit kids like this. There's a lot of psychological things that go on in their heads, and you can play with them, literally, if you know what you're doing. Now, I know what I'm doing, and I don't play with kids' heads. Those people that are taking advantage of kids in these bad moments of their lives, they're the ones that are the terrorists. They're the ones that are planting the seeds for kids to do such things as they're doing. And that's exactly what we have here, is a situation where they've been doing that. They've clearly been doing this. And they do it through the internet, of course. They do it through the social media, naturally. This young man, if you take a look at his social files that we got from Pamela Geller, who I trust, by the way. Gee, it's really kind of funny in these situations. You always can turn to certain places to get information. Of course, we have other sources, and that's why I've been up most of the night talking to these people and getting kind of a lowdown so we can get it out to you what's going on. But clearly, this young man was learning a lot. Latinos for Islam, Muslim, Latinos, anybody? All this stuff that's referencing Islam, ISIS, and radicalization is all over the place. The use of guns, the training, everything was happening for him. But at some point in time, there was some training with hands-on people. That's the thing. I suspect that. Because in every kind of situation I've seen where you've had this level of playing going on, this level of premeditation, at some point in time, there has been some contact with somebody. And we don't even know for sure. I mean, based upon the rumors that we're hearing now, there's a second shooter thing going on, or there's an active player out there besides this guy. That may be the possibility. We'll play the video clip. We don't have time right now. In the next hour, we'll access that and play it for you so you can hear what's going on. Because this is the direction. We need to pursue all avenues when we investigate these things. And if we have a situation where we have another person involved here that's directly involved, or actually doing the shooting for somebody else who's basically being the fall guy. Now that's important to know, isn't it? Anyway, stay with us. We're going to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic. My only child was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
The Liberty Tour returns. Liberty Tour 7 will be coming to Marysville, California, Saturday, March 3rd. Liberty Tour 7 features New California State Movement. You want to find out about what's really going on with the New California State Movement? Sign up for the Liberty Tour number 7, Marysville, California, March 3rd, 2018. Go to newcaliforniastate.com and register, or agenda21radio.news and register for Liberty Tour 7. Liberty Tour 7, March 3rd, Marysville, California, New California State Movement. Get your Liberty Tour tickets by going to newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, or agenda21radio.news and register for Liberty Tour 7. Find out what's really going on with the New California State Movement.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com. Yeah, we're going to be talking about Jerry Brown and what he's done to California schools and ripening them up for the kill, so to speak. Continuing to make soft targets in California of California school children. That's the insidious nature of what's going on here in California. Get the ban gun lifted immediately. And superintendents, you need to, you know, make sure that any student, any teacher who wants to, has a CCR, is on your campus with a gun. Now, I know that's going on, by the way. I've talked to teachers. I know that that's going on. Anything we can do to protect our children, right? Except if you're Jerry Brown. Anything we can do to disarm teachers and make sure that the soft targets are there. So when the terrorists are ripened and ripened for the mission they'll perform, right? Right, Jerry? That's your thinking. That's the way I think of these things when I think of a governor who knowingly supports these kind of things to disarm the populace, of course. They don't want a populated or a populace with weapons. They want to try and take as many guns away. And of course, it's interesting what's happening in California. Is there's just open defiance now of that. People aren't following the laws that they're being passed. They're so crazy. So open defiance of California legislation is happening. We're not encouraging any kind of open defiance like that. We want to negotiate our way out to a new state, new California, which is exactly what we're going to do. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We have a lot more coverage coming up of this school shooting, Douglas, in Florida. Our thoughts and prayers go out to everyone involved with this. And we must put an end to this, ladies and gentlemen. And we can, because we're exceptional Americans. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.